C. A Manual of Mental Disorders. First published in 1952, the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders is one of the most influential resources on mental health. It is used not only by psychiatrists, but also by social workers, educational professionals, and family doctors to identify mental disorders and guide treatment. The latest edition was published in 1994, and the revision process for the 2013 edition is currently underway. This process guarantees that the updated edition of the manual will convey the most current information to its readers. Revisions are planned that will incorporate new technology and new knowledge regarding the environmental and genetic roots of mental disorders. The new edition will also detail variations in individual illnesses, including influences such as age and gender. However, updating the manual has raised many questions. Some people worry that the psychiatrists revising it may emphasize drug-based treatments because they have close business relationships with the pharmaceutical industry. Critics also complain that the diagnostic methods in the manual will not be changed despite the fact that illnesses are currently not being identified quickly enough. They are particularly concerned the manual is ineffective for diagnosing patients who show symptoms of more than one illness.
Questions. Number 15. What will be different about the 2013 edition of the manual? Number 16. What is one thing critics say about the revision of the manual?